Fly, America's new super sport.
Thanks for tuning in to another Battle Court recap, Battle Court highlight recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. This is recap number 5 for the fall 2022 season. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's podcast is being presented by EPRN.us, Collateral KC, but of course, in today's Battle Court podcast recap, his sponsors are Magic City Fronton, Miami, Florida. Visit Highlight World to get in all of the action on what's going on with Pelota, H2H, and Battle Court Highlight from the Magic City Fronton. Head on over to HighlightWorld.com. And Friday nights, and for all of the Battle Court and Highlight H2H viewing, go to WatchHighlight.com. That's WatchHighlight.com. And place your wagers in approved states online at BetRivers.com. And for free Highlight fun wagering, you'll want to go over to FantasyHighlight.com and set up your weekly picks over there at FantasyHighlight.com. Entrepreneurs and small business owners, go to BlackStarFundLLP.com for the latest solutions to grow your business. You also need a smooth beverage, hot or cold, to soothe you throughout the day. Go to ExquisiteCoffee.shop. And we have a great recap coming up after these messages, but first, like, love, and share this podcast on all the social media networks where you hear this and other podcasts from Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. So stay tuned in right here.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighlight.com. Live the high life and WatchHighlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighlight.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in.
As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Hi-Li head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Hi-Li. They're logging on to FantasyHi-Li.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHi-Li.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Hi-Li traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLP, providing business-to-business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends, and we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
We're back, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is Battle Court Recap number 5 for the fall season 2022. And we have a report that's been sent in by co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska for Fantasy Hi-Li and the Pelota Payouts. You know, he's still on vacation, folks, and, you know, he'll be returning back to this recap podcast shortly. But first, I'll start off with the scores for Battle Court Hi-Li for this past week. And we'll start off with last Friday night. On Friday night, October 21st, 2002, Friday, October 21st, 2022, we had the Robote Renegades and versus the Wall Warriors for Battle Court action on Friday night. Last Friday night, we had six matches that were played, and in the first match was a singles match. We had Ron Ron versus Julin of the Wall Warriors. Julin of the Wall Warriors takes the win 6-3 and 6-4 in the second and third sets. In the second match, we had CRB of the Robote Renegades versus Flores of the Wall Warriors. CRB takes the win 6-2 and 6-5 in straight sets. In this third match, we have Gocieri and Aratz versus Inaki and Kubala for the doubles action, beginning of the doubles action that night. And Gocieri and Aratz take the win 6-1 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have CRB and Ben versus Flores and Nicholas of the Wall Warriors. Flores and Nicholas take the win 6-3 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Correa of the Robote Renegades versus Bueno. Correa takes the win in split sets 6-0 and 6-1. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Gocieri and Aratz versus Inaki and Nicholas. Gocieri and Aratz take the win 6-1 and 6-3 in straight sets, and that gave the Robote Renegades the overall win for the evening with 5 points, and the Wall Warriors wind up with 2.5 points. And moving on to Monday, October 24th, 2022, at 5 p.m., we had the Cesta Cyclones versus the Chula Chargers, and six matches were played. And in the first match, we began with doubles action. And Williams and Manny of the Cesta Cyclones versus Hyrule and Rock of the Chula Chargers. Williams and Manny take the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Manu of the Cesta Cyclones versus Douglas of the Chula Chargers. Manu takes the win 6-3 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Ikeda of the Cesta Cyclones versus Spinner of the Chula Chargers. Spinner takes the win in split sets 6-2 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have the only Super Bowl champion in High Life, Jeddin versus Rock. Jeddin takes the win in straight sets 6-5 and 6-3. And in the fifth match, we have Carballo and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones versus Hyrule and Spinner of the Chula Chargers. Carballo and Manu take the win in the second and third sets 6-5 and 6-2. In the sixth match, we have Ikeda and Manny of the Cesta Cyclones versus Douglas and Benny of the Chula Chargers. Douglas and Benny, the brothers pair, they take the win in the second and third set 6-0 and 6-0. But all in all, the Chula Chargers wind up with 2.5 points for the night, and the Cesta Cyclones take home the win with 5 points. And moving on to Tuesday, October 25th, 2022, we have the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones. Six matches were played. In the first match, we have the Wall Warriors, Nicholas and Bradley versus Williams and Manny of the Cesta Cyclones. Williams and Manny take the win in straight sets 6-4 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Inaki of the Wall Warriors versus Manu of the Cesta Cyclones. Inaki takes the win in straight sets 6-4 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Julin versus Carballo. Julin takes the win for the Wall Warriors in straight sets 6-2 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Kubala of the Wall Warriors versus Jeddin of the Cesta Cyclones. Kubala takes the win in straight sets 6-4 and 6-3. In the fifth match, we have Inaki and Nicholas. Inaki and Nicholas of the Wall Warriors versus Ikeda and Manny of the Cesta Cyclones. Inaki and Nicholas take the win in straight sets 6-0 and 6-5. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Bueno and Julin versus Jeddin and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones. Jeddin and Manu pull out the win in the second and third set 6-3 and 6-2. But that gave the Cesta Cyclones 3 points for the afternoon, and the Wall Warriors take away the win with 4.5 points. and that leaves Battle Court standings as of the end of match play on Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. The Cesta Cyclones remain in first place with 37 points. The Wall Warriors have 33 points. The Ribote Renegades have 24.5 points. And the Chula Chargers have 18 points. And we are moving on here to the report from Rockin' Ray Haluska. We have the Fantasy Highlight report here. And for Fantasy Highlight, we have, well, EPRN. We did pretty good with our picks this week. We got 14 total points for the week, and that gives us a total for the overall year of 209 points, and we move up one position to the 70th place position. We're just ahead of Felonious Battle Court 2022, when they are in 71st place, and we are just right behind Post-Partido Depression, and they are in 69th place. But the overall leaders in Fantasy Highlight, atop the leaderboard, Imisarages has 416 points. In the second position overall, Sarasota Kenny with 400 points. And in third place, we have Armada with 396 points. They have about 200 more points than I do. Third place finisher. And EPRN has a lot of catching up to do. And moving along with the report here from Rockin' Ray, I'm going to get into the Pelota payouts for this past week. And on October 24th, Monday, October 24th, 2022, in the first game, we have Quinella win 3-8. Payout was $42.20, the exacta $47.40. In the second game, we have for the trifecta, we have a big payout of $612.20 in the winning combination 418. Tennessee Juice and CRB. Payout $612.20 in the third game, singles game. We have winners, Kubala, Anderluck, and Ron, 461. The Quinella paid out $77.60. The exacta paid out $254. And the trifecta, 461, paid out $960.60. In the fourth game, singles, the early pick, 2 out of 3, paid out $115.80. And that was the early pick 3. And then in the seventh game, doubles trifecta paid out $455.20. The winning combination, 436. Doubles game, Anderluck and Benny, Bueno and Julin, and Carballo and Jedden paid out $455.20, 436. In the jackpot, carryover is $2,380. And in the eighth game, we have winner here, singles. The Quinella paid out $53.60. The exacta paid out $77.60. And the late pick 3 of 3, 444, paid out 609 $609.60. The Mighty Ocho paid out $37.60. And moving on to Tuesday, October 25th, 2022, we have the for the first game, which is a singles game, 7 points. The trifecta 382 Juice, Flores, and Jeddin paid out $491. In the second game, we have winner for the trifecta, 541 Cool Fitness, El Barba, and Jeddin. That paid $801. The early daily double for all three paid out $9.80. The early daily double for all five paid out $13.60. And for the fourth game, the exacta, 2-4, 2-4, paid out $114.20. The trifecta paid out $911.40, and the winning combination was 243-243. Spinner, Julin, and Nicholas paid out $911.40. The early pick three, 532, paid out $445.60. And in the fifth game, the exacta paid out $93.80. This was a doubles game to 7 points. In the seventh game, doubles game, the high five jackpot, 4 out of 5, is $104.10, and it's carried over, and now the pot is $3,005. And in the eighth game, winning combination here, trifecta, 218, Julian, Nicholas, and Gautieri paid out $655.20. That was a big one there today. That was a big one there for game number seven, singles game, winning combination 218, paid out $655.20. And the late pick three paid out $548. The Mighty Ocho carried over. The winning payout was $19.20, but it's carried over, and now the carryover is $974. And for the Wednesday matinee, October 26, 2022. In the first game, we have a trifecta, big payout. Trifecta winning combination numbers 721, Anderluck, Cool Fitness, and Tennessee paid out $767. The Quinella paid out $54.60, exacta $81, and the trifecta trifecta 547, Anderluck, CRB, and Ben paid out $689.60. The early daily double paid out $20.80. And in the fourth game, we have an early pick three winner, 511. Early pick three, 3 of 3, 511, paid out $365.60. And jumping to the fifth game, doubles game, we have winners here, Juice and Gautieri, Cool Fitness Man and Manu, CRB and Ron doubles. The trifecta paid out $463.60, winning number combination 538. In the fifth game, paid out $463.60. In the sixth game, we have winners, winning combination for the trifecta, 512. Julian, Douglas, and Manu paid out $464.40. And in the seventh game, the high five jackpot carryover, there was a carryover, no winner, $709.60. That brings the carryover pot total to $3,714. So the high five jackpot is building up. And in the eighth game, we have a winner, Manu paid out $6.40, singles game. The Quinella paid out $97, and for the exacta paid out $71.20, $71.20. And for the late pick three, 555 winning combination paid out $75. And the Mighty Ocho, no winner. Mighty Ocho, the winning combinations would have resulted in a payout of $1.05. And that will carry over into that pot. The carryover is 908. It's building up. And it's $982. And that will do it for the Pelota results for this past week at Magic City Fronton. And that will do it for the podcast here. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And go ahead and head on over to Highlight World so you can know what all of the upcoming, when the upcoming matches will be for this upcoming week. And also tune in via watchhighlight.com tonight at 7 p.m. for Battle Court Fall 2022 season. Right, you can view it right on watchhighlight.com. And I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And I love bringing you, all the listeners, these recaps every Friday, whether there's Battle Court matches or H2H matches. And everyone, have a great weekend.
Highline, America's new super sport.